Now, it's my understanding that for what is left, the remainder of the balance of what we have left is for closed session.
45.
We did 45. We did that earlier in the day. It was the third or fourth item.
Mr. Chairman, I could present most of the litigation update in open session. I just wanted to discuss one item in closed.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, can I ask Mr. Grady a question?
Yes.
Or Mr. Barber? The other item, item 44, if it's discussed absent any discussion of any EEOC potential complaint, why would that have to be in closed session?
I think that's the reason that it was going to be in closed session.
Yeah, that's
the
reason.
So then we can discuss it before, if we wanted to, we can discuss it before we go into closed session based on the merits of it.
Sure, if I understand. The closed session was to discuss the personnel issue, performance evaluation, promotion.
I'm just trying to understand the law, so we do everything legally here. If item 44 was part of an informational report earlier, right, which have always been in open session.
Sure.
So that if we wanted to discuss, we wanted to discuss whether or not to do item 44, absent any threat of litigation by an employee, then we could just say we're either going to do it or not going to do it.
You could.
Without going, we don't need to go into closed session and have this discussion about anything, right? I mean, if we just say we aren't going to do it, then we're done.
Well, that's true. And if you said you were going to do it, you could do that in open session. The closed session was scheduled in order to allow discussion, if necessary, of some specifics.
Yes.
Circumstances involving a specific employee.
Right.
That good. Fall under the exception.
Putting it out of the closed session. I hope we can go in an open session to do whatever.
Take any action
to that.
Yes.
Given our history with closed session, Mr. Chair, I'm very uncomfortable with it because things leak out and maybe don't get leaked out correctly, and then things are said about people in closed session that hit the public, and then if you honor closed session, you can't defend yourself. So I don't have any intention of participating in that item in closed session.
Okay.
I know what I want to do in open session, and I'm willing to do it, but I'm not going to closed session.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor. Item 43.
Item number 43 from Corporation Counsel, submitting an informational monthly report providing an update on the status of pending litigation. This item was also considered by the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services. On April 10th, 2014, that committee took no action. It is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I'll try and be brief. I think I can be brief for most of these items. There's really nothing new to report with respect to items 1 through 10 on the memo that I've given you. I'm happy to answer questions, but nothing new has happened on any of those items. Item 11 is the item that I'd like to talk about in closed session. Item 11 on the last page, I've added three cases to the list in bold, 16, 17, and 18. 16 is the lawsuit filed by the AFSCME over the failure of the laid-off housekeepers to be rehired at the county. That was recently filed in federal court. It's been assigned through the mutual to outside counsel. It's essentially brand new, and so nothing has happened in that case, but it has been filed. 17 is a case that's actually been around since last year that I failed to put on the list and probably should have. This is a case alleging an open meetings violation for two grounds, one related to supervisors going to Madison to lobby on Act 14, what became Act 14, and on a Finance, Personnel, and Audit Committee, and whether the announcement and description of the subject matter for closed session on that meeting was appropriate or sufficient. There was recently an oral argument in front of the circuit court on motion to dismiss that case, and we should get a ruling from the circuit court on that motion to dismiss and sometime in the next 2 to 3 months, maybe sooner. Item 18 is a new lawsuit filed by a tenant, I believe a former tenant of the Milwaukee County Research Park, related to power interruption in their tenancy. Revolves around a circuit breaker, and this tenant had a laboratory with research mice. All the research mice died as a result of the power not coming back on, and they're claiming the loss of all of some of their equipment and the loss of the value of their research, and the claim is $800,000. They have sued, in addition to Milwaukee County, they've sued We Energies, and then they've also sued their insurance broker for failing to get them business interruption insurance. We are looking into the question of whether Milwaukee County Research Park is the actual lesser here as opposed to Milwaukee County and whether we need to adjust that caption. Again, this is a fairly brand new lawsuit handled, signed by the mutual to outside counsel with our agreement. An outside law firm's handling it. So I think that's all I have subject to questions, other than I would like to go into closed session, and I think it could be fairly brief on number 11. What I'll tell you in open session is that we had a court ruling this week on Tuesday where the court awarded attorney's fees against Milwaukee County in this public records case, and what I want to talk to you about is our recommendation for how that should be handled or not handled going forward.
Okay. For item 43, the committee may adjourn in the closed session under the provisions of Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85, subsection 1, sub G, for the purpose of the committee receiving oral or written advice from legal counsel concerning strategies to be adopted with respect to pending or possible litigation with regard to the following matters. At the conclusion of the closed session, the committee may reconvene in open session to take whatever actions it may deem necessary. That's the notice. I have a motion to go into closed session.
I move so moved.
Supervisor Romo West moves to go into closed session. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll to establish whether we are going to closed session?
Supervisors Romo West.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Collin?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to enter into closed session prevails.
Thank you very much.